Good morning. It is the weekday wake up on the SBI Radio Network. Heading into our guest interview segment this morning and our monthly report from Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. Brian, good morning. How are you in Southern Lincoln County today?
Fantastic, Duke. It's cold, clear, and crisp here in Kemmer.
That was alliteration. It's nicely done. I like it a lot. Nicely done. Well, Brian, we appreciate your time every month to talk to us about what's happening in Kemmer. And we have seen a few press releases come out from TerraPower and just announcing some contracts and different things that are progressing and moving forward. And it seems like things continue to roll right along with the Natrium facility and construction.
Yes, they do. I think that some of the recent announcements were the training center. And so we're going to be the focus of international attention on our training center if TerraPower were to expand. Well, they are already planning expanding to other areas in Wyoming and other areas as well in the United States. But if they go international, we'll have an international training center here in Kemmer. It'll be the focal point of where all the people that are going to be running the plants come to get trained. So we're excited about that. You may be referring as well to the announcement of their partnership with another company, talking about possibly getting a data center. So that's a possibility, having a nuclear power plant running a data center. So, data centers, honestly, they don't bring tons of employees, but they do bring the demand for power, which does also create the demand for more employees.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, absolutely. And back to the training center as well. That was a big announcement when it was made of the potential and possibility for that. And has TerraPower approached the city for any potential sites yet, or is that still too far down the road?
No, the site is actually going to be at the site.
Oh, okay.
They've already. It's just going to. If I remember correctly, I think it's on that site. The south part of the site, so it's already planned to be outside, right adjacent to the site, so
excellent.
Or a part of the complex, I suppose, is the way to say it. So,
excellent. Speaking with Brian Muir this morning, Kemmer City Administrator on the SBI Radio Network. Brian, wanted to switch gears and look at the legislature. I know there's a lot of different bills and discussions with various items, property taxes and whatnot. Any specific pieces of legislation that maybe you and the city of Kemmer are keeping a close eye on as we continue through the session in Cheyenne?
Well, I can't remember the name, honestly, Duke, of Senate File 60-something, I believe. The one that's proposing a discount of 50%, or an exemption, excuse me, of 50%, up to 50% for some folks. I'll just say that, we are very reliant on property tax revenues for all kinds of things, including our roads that need to be fixed. So obviously we're very much in support of keeping our property taxes. I do know that they had plans to I guess what they call backfill. If they do end up passing that, I'm sorry, I'm not on the day-to-day on that, but having a backfill would be very, very needed, and also having a sunset clause in there would be nice. So we just we rely very much on sales tax and property tax in order to provide public safety, to take care of streets and other things that we do. It would probably, we estimated, the bill that I was looking at, we estimated we would lose $53,000 in potential revenue every year. So, but hopefully that's backfilled, right? So.
Yeah, it's Senate File 69, I believe, is the one you're referring to. And, yeah, the backfill is the part of it in question, certainly right now. Brian, anything else happening in Kemmer that you'd like to bring up and mention this morning?
Wow. Okay, so I'll just say that we had the city council accepted an offer to purchase the last two remaining lots in the downtown triangle with office plans for office, retail, upstairs residential for maybe an Airbnb or apartments to house workers. Trying to get it done in the next 2 years, they could have like tax offices, construction companies, or HVAC, or real estate company, or there, or soda shop, quilting, clothing, sporting goods, fly fishing kind of store, all kinds of different possibilities there. But we're excited. that's along with the recent purchase of the second Golden Rule store historic building. That's right, which is right adjacent to it. The same owners of that are they've accepted their proposal, and we're getting ready to close on that. So yeah. We're excited about that.
That's fantastic news. And so that's as yeah. you mentioned the final city owned lots in the Triangle area, correct? That are being purchased.
That is correct. And the Baldwins are just about ready to move into their new place on JCPenney Drive over there in the Triangle. So with the Meta Spa. So you know, there could be. And the bottom line is our downtown Triangle is revitalized or in almost there. So
yeah, no doubt.
There could be up to 100. Up to another dozen employees in that building as well. And another thing coming up on 24th of February, City Hall, Gateway PUD Phase 1 with a subdivision public hearing. It's about 49 acres. It's over by the cemetery in the old Gulich Ranch property there. They're hoping to break ground and get some infrastructure going and have 25 homes the end of this year and 25 next year bringing in. So that's another thing. So that's going on the 24th of February. People can come and hear about it and support it, or have questions, they can come and ask. Also, track 3 of our apartment complex plan with about 105 apartments on the south side is continuing to progress towards. We're trying to prepare for a public hearing on that one. We just had it yesterday, a developer I met with that's looking at having 45 more housing units, apartment complexes in between the Kemmer apartments and the newly remodeled and reinvigorated Regency. We have 82 RV, the city council just approved an amendment to allow for RV park expansion in our code over on the Foothills Trailer Park. They're on the zoning board docket on Tuesday night at 6 for 82 new units over there. Some of them could be manufactured homes. Some could be RV parks, homes, those or pads, if you want to call it that. We got a new cell tower possibly coming. One's already, I think it's close to built, and then there's another one with Union on the docket for the zoning board. So people are expanding and thinking and investing in Kemmer, and we are excited.
Yeah, well, as you're going through those lists of proposals, I mean, we're talking hundreds of new housing facilities, homes, and structures over the next five or 6 years, aren't we?
That's what we're hoping for. That we got a plan, now we get built.
Yeah, absolutely. Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. As always, appreciate the info and the update. Brian, anything else we missed you'd like to mention today?
Yeah, something to look forward to this weekend. Come to Kemmer for our Lions Club.
Oh, yes.
41st Annual Fishing Derby, 15th and 16th. Come and catch you a big fish and get a trophy fish and win a trophy prize of some kind. So
the ice is solid. Let's just say that after the winter we've had, the ice is solid.
I was just walking on it last weekend, but nobody was there because the Super Bowl was going on. So.
Well, that's a good day to go fishing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I found out. But I wasn't fishing; I was just walking.
So. Yeah, that's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. Brian, thank you so much. We'll touch base again next month.
You bet. Thanks. Bye-bye.
It's the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.